The health system is seeking to reduce expenses by $80 million over the next 18 months. UW Health CEO Alan Kaplan said the first step will be to manage overtime and not fill open positions. He did not specify how many jobs might be eliminated. In addition to labor changes, the system will also seek savings in supply costs, pharmaceuticals, and utilities. Kaplan said UW Health needs to reduce expenses and increase revenues for a number of reasons. He cited the growing cost of medication and supplies needed for patient care. And more of those patients are on Medicaid and Medicare, government programs that pay less than it costs to provide service. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.